Hello and welcome to the preview episode of the Glass Houses podcast, the show where I'll be shedding the light on the Toledo punk scene, past and present. Every episode, I'll be bringing you an interview with someone involved in the Northwest Ohio punk rock scene, whether it be somebody in a band, someone who records bands, someone who books shows, or runs a DIY space. I wanted to start this podcast as a document of a scene that had meager beginnings, but has grown into something very vibrant with so many talented and dedicated individuals. And also as a way to preserve the stories of the past that may not get the coverage they deserve. So I guess I'll start with myself. I'm Steve Yeti. I've played drums in Yeti Machete for the past 19 years. When we started the band, there were maybe a handful of other punk bands in the area. Over the years, the scene would start to grow, and about 8 years ago, things started to really take off. Now there are so many kids with so much talent and drive. It's really good to know this music is still a viable option for people to make their voice heard. Hopefully with this podcast, I can do my small part to add some fuel to this ever-growing fire. I'm going to start out every interview by asking folks how they got into punk rock, then outline their journey from there. My own path started in the mid-90s. When I was 15 years old, I saw Bad Religion on the David Letterman show. I went right out and bought the Old Edges album, which was actually more of a compilation. But the vocal harmonies and the subject matter grabbed me right away. From there, I started discovering other bands. Here were people playing songs that were asking questions and saying things I had been thinking my whole life. From an even younger age, I'd wanted to be involved with music, but up until that point, it had seemed so far away. But the do-it-yourself aspect of the music I was hearing showed me it wouldn't be that hard to do. And by the time I hit my 20s, I had met some other like-minded people. Started a band with one of them. We added a couple more people to the fold, and in the blink of an eye, now almost 20 years have gone by. We've had a lot of fun, destroyed a lot of property, and even gotten banned from a venue or two along the way. And oh yeah, we made some music too. So I look forward to seeing where this particular journey with this podcast takes me. And I also look forward to bringing you stories of bands, friends, good times, bad times, and the general insanity of the folks who make up this amazing scene that I'm honored to still be a part of. Talk to you all soon.